This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Drive, as we're in this thing, a lot to get to. We will hear from D'Amico Ryans live right here on The Drive. We will hear from what we believe to be Davis Mills. As it appears, and we'll get to this in just a second, it appears he is most likely to be the starter coming up in this must-win, feels-like season, maybe on the brink game against the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's coming up a little bit later on. And our guy, Mr. Brandon Scott, will join us a little bit later on in the 4 o'clock hour for a little Texans report, so we will hear from him. But I do want to start kind of from the injury front, Clint. This reports from Aaron Wilson. C.J. Stroud still sidelined, Clint, with the concussion. Davis Mills stepped in at QB1, took the those first-team reps. And then Blake Fisher, he also took first-team reps because he was in at right tackle with Titus Howard still in the concussion protocol. He is concussed, according to Aaron Wilson. And then a lot maybe didn't know this. This was a little bit later on if you didn't get this. Matthew Wright, who has kicked for a gazillion teams in the last 5 years, he is in, and he is kicking right now for Kyemi Fairbairn, who is injured right now with a leg injury. So we will keep you updated there once we get the rest of the injury report for both teams. We'll let you know that. But CJ, Blake Fisher, and Fairbairn not practicing thus far today, Clinton. When you think about season on the brink, that's a tough trio to have out right now.
Yeah, look, it's not ideal in a game when it's a division game, so it means a little bit more. You're 3-5, so it means a little bit more. You need it in a big way. You've got a real opportunity in front of you to with Jacksonville and Tennessee being the next two teams up here to get to 500. Seems like we've been saying that for a month now. Yeah. But you got a real opportunity here to do it against division opponents.
If you win Sunday, you should get to 500.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you should win two consecutive division games, and you should split with Jacksonville, obviously. And so a lot of good can happen over the next 2 weeks, and you'd like to have your full stable if you could. But look, I think this team, if this is one of those games, we hear this a lot from the coaches, this game is about the Houston Texans. I believe the Houston Texans can beat the Jacksonville Jaguars if they just take care of business. And I mean it.
They should have beat them the first time.
They should have beat them the first time. But I mean if they
bring
just
on the Jaguars.
If they just take care, I don't know if you want to take that approach, Mark. I don't know if we're there at 3-5, but the reality of it is with your defense and the way you're built offensively, I think you can put a product out there that versus a team like Jacksonville, that's a middle of the pack team, you should be able to handle business here at your own place with what's on the line right now for the Texans.
Yeah. A lot going on. Also, this not too long ago, should be, according to Aaron Wilson, Clint, should be a lengthy injury report Told you about C.J. Stroud, Titus
Fantastic.
Howard.
Fantastic.
Titus Howard and Kaimi Fairbairn. Also, Nick Chubb, Jalen Petrie, Will Anderson Jr., Harrison Bryant should be on the injury report and were limited or didn't practice today. Yeah. Hopefully for guys like Will, Jalen, and Nick Chubb, this is just rest. I would hope, like especially with a guy like Nick Chubb, you should be taking care of his legs and resting him. And Will Anderson, somebody who, as you've said before, sometimes you have to put on the brakes for him.
Yeah.
And we'll see what the injury is a little bit later on if they do indeed show up on the injury report with something. But there's a lot of guys there that may be nicked up. Not surprised here as we are moving towards the middle part of the season.
Yeah, I think the defense is a group that the way these guys play, just defense in general, but the physicality and how violent it is on that side of the ball, but also the way that these guys play. You know, Will Anderson and Jalen Petrie, they play a ton of snaps, and they play as violent as anybody on that defense. I'm telling you, man, what Jalen Petrie does at his size in the box versus the run, taking on linemen, taking on fullbacks, taking on tight ends, taking on tailbacks, the way he throws his body around. I mean, again, if anybody deserves it, it's 51-5. It's 5, is that right?
Yeah.
51-5. Those two right there deserve a little rest day. So hopefully that's all that is. On the Nick Chubb front, I mean, you know, you never know with Nick. I mean, older, injury prone. I don't remember anything happening in the game.
Yeah, I don't remember him coming. Yeah.
But, I mean, I would be okay if they said, hey, Nick, we're going to get you a little rest today, and we're going to get you a little rest on Sunday as well. So you're going to be a true number two. Instead of rotating, we're going to see if we can't feed 27 Woody Marks and see if we can't get some explosive plays in a run game and some explosive plays in the pass game. And
a little bit more Dari.
A little bit. No. We're going to keep 33 out of there, too. We're going to start treating 27 like we treated Joe Mixon last year. We're going to run his legs off. He's young. He should be able to handle it.
Yeah.
Chubb, we'll let you know when a young fellow needs a break. And that's where we should be with the Texans. This is a game you got to win. And You need to get your most explosive players touches as often as you possibly can. And if you're not going to do it schematically, like if you're not going to say, we're going to get 12 Nico Collins, we're going to get him touches, we're going to get 27 Woody Marks, we're going to get him touches no matter what, they clearly aren't going to do that. They clearly don't believe in doing that. We've seen a very little bit of it with Jalen Noel, a very little bit of it with Nico Collins. It's clearly not something that they are really comfortable doing and going to give us a heavy dose of. So therefore, you better get those guys in the game and keep them in the game so that they naturally get touches within your system.
Yep.
It seems like that's the route that Nick Caley and this group wants to take, is we're going to get guys touches naturally in our system. Okay, well, let's get them on the field. All right, 14, 12, 27, 13. Those are the guys that have to be on the field getting the football early and often, because those are the guys that can make plays.
All right, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, it is Wednesday midweek. We are now kind of...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
In the space of turning the page to this Jags team, and yes, Cornbread, it is a must-win game. The season is not technically over yet. I know you have thrown in the towel, Cornbread, but the season is not over yet. What's your early feeling right now, Clint, on this game against the Jags? Odds are Davis Mills is going to get the start, so they're going to be down. C.J. Stroud could be down. Titus Howard. What's your early feel right now on a Wednesday?
Yeah, look, I think Jacksonville is just what the doctor ordered for the Houston Texans. And I don't care who's playing for the Texans. I really don't. I mean, I'd love to see C.J. Stroud out there, but I really don't. I don't care who the quarterback is. I think this team, the Houston Texans football team, they need the Jacksonville Jaguars. One, they needed a win. They needed a division win. But this team in particular, I don't know why, but I feel really good about this week.
You do, huh?
I do. I absolutely do. This defense is one of the worst in the league. In a sense of versus the pass, and when I believe this offense, when you don't have a group of guys that can do all these TE stunts and stuff up front, and that are just wrecking shop up front, I believe that they're going to be able to protect.
They better be better than they were the last time.
Well, yeah, but that's the last time that really, if we're being honest, I mean, Josh Hines has 2.5 sacks this year. They got 10 sacks as a total defense in 8 weeks. I mean, this is not a group that can cause and create a bunch of havoc around a quarterback. And so, again, whether it's CJ or Davis, I believe they're going to be able to get comfortable. I believe they're going to be able to work through progressions and not have to weather the chaotic storm that we saw against Seattle, or that we saw, against who earlier in the year did we?
Denver, Seattle,
it wasn't,
well,
it wasn't as bad
Rams.
Last week as it was the Rams. So I think we're going to be able to settle in. We're going to be able to protect the quarterback, and we're going to be able to throw it around the park a little bit. And this team has not been good against the pass. They've been better against the run, although I'm not overly convinced that that they're a great run defense. They've been statistically good against the run. Ron, you hit the nail on the head earlier with these guys, with this defense. They were one of the top defenses, let's call it the first month of the season, because they were turning the football over.
Yeah, they had like 9 in the first 3 weeks.
Yeah, and you said it then. This is, I don't see this lasting, and you were correct. It hasn't lasted. They're still up there. I think they're +5 or +6 in the turnover ratio, but they're not just the turnover juggernaut that they once were, and so their defense is struggling a bit. I just think overall, I think this defense is manageable. I think we can handle it, and I think if you flip it over and look at them offensively, they're banged up big time offensively. Parker Washington and Jacoby Myers, who they just acquired from the Raiders, are the only two fully healthy with no designation on the injury report. Those are the only two guy pass catchers, wide receivers that are healthy. I mean, you look at Brian Thomas Jr. is questionable, and he's been bad this year. I watched a good chunk of that Raiders game, and he was a non-factor, and then he finally catches one, and he goes down again with whatever the injury was. He's been bad this year. Hadn't been the guy that went for 1,300 yards last year. You look at De'Ami Brown, and
he's had some injury stuff too. Yeah,
and the Patrick fellow that was really big in Detroit last year is in Jacksonville now. They're both questionable, and so look, I think it's a beat up offense with a quarterback that can move, but I think he's trackable. And
that's the biggest thing in this game is Jacksonville, just like the first game and many of their games this year, they're not running away from the Texans.
Correct.
And hiding.
Correct.
Right. Especially even in NRG, wherever it is, they're like, you feel like they're going to probably score around 14, 13 to 17 points is where they'll be. And can your offense with Davis Mills and company do enough?
I'll be shocked if we don't top 20 this week and if we don't score more than 20 points. And I think 20 gets it done. I think 20 gets it done against this group with our defense. I'm pretty convinced. It's Wednesday, but I'm pretty convinced. I feel pretty good about this. Now, I think this is just what the doctor ordered. Again, you need a win. You need a win versus a division opponent. You need a Jacksonville win big time because they've already beat you once. And if you're the Texans, you ought to be absolutely embarrassed. You ought to be backed into a corner. And this ought to be the best game you played all year long. And this is an opponent that you should be able to handle if you just go out there and take care of your business.
Yeah. Text line coming through. Jags 5-3. Texans 3-5. Maybe it's just the game that the doctor ordered for the Jags. I don't know.
Could be. Okay, that could be. We'll see. I would say they snuck by the Raiders last week. I would say that may have been it. But you're right. It could be. When you're 3-5, you very well fall in the category of being just what the doctor ordered for a struggling team.
Yeah. Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.